is the Sensitive CEO Show, igniting sensitive entrepreneurs to grow your heart-centered business. I'm your host, Rose Cox, and this podcast shares with you inspiring and thought-provoking conversations for sensitive entrepreneurs wanting to grow a sustainable online business in a way that feels exciting and aligned with your soul. Along with my carefully curated expert guests, we share science-backed advice, proven strategies, and the systems we use to succeed in our businesses and our lives as highly sensitives, introverts, and empaths. And by the way, if you would like to be updated on when each episode is released, feel free to subscribe to the Short and Sweet newsletter. You'll also get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. To subscribe, pop on over to the website sensitiveceo.show or rosecox.com/pod. Now on to today's show. Hey, it's Rose, and welcome to another episode of the Sensitive CEO Show. And I'm thrilled to have you join me today in this solo episode where we're going to be diving into a topic that lies at the heart of our entrepreneurial journey, intuition. So today we're going to be diving into the incredible power of awakening our intuition, specifically tailored for sensitive entrepreneurs like you. So when we talk about intuition, we're not just referring to some vague concept or wishful thinking. Intuition is that powerful inner compass, that deep knowing which transcends logic and taps into the essence of who we are. It's that guiding force that has the potential to transform the way we approach our businesses and our lives. As sensitive entrepreneurs, we possess a heightened awareness and a deep connection with our surroundings. Our sensitivity becomes our superpower, giving us the ability to perceive subtle cues and unseen possibilities that others often miss. And it's through this lens of sensitivity that our intuition truly shines. But here's the thing, tapping into and fully embracing our intuition can be a game changer. It can really propel us forward, leading us to make decisions that align with our truest selves and guiding us towards success and fulfillment in both our businesses and in our personal lives. And today I want to explore the various facets of intuition for sensitive entrepreneurs. I want to talk about how to recognize the signs of intuition and distinguish them from mere thoughts or emotions. And we're also going to uncover some practical strategies to cultivate and strengthen our intuitive abilities. Because intuition is not just a gift bestowed upon a chosen few. It's actually a skill that can be nurtured and developed by each and every one of us. And we're also going to examine the importance of trusting our inner guidance when making crucial business decisions. We're going to debunk doubts and fears that may arise along the way, and we'll learn how to integrate intuition with analytical thinking for optimal results. So if you're ready to embark on this enlightening journey of awakening intuition, if you're eager to harness your inner guidance as a powerful tool in your entrepreneurial pursuits, then you're in the right place. Let's embrace our sensitivity and unlock the immense potential of our intuition together. So now that I've set the stage, let's delve into our first topic, which is understanding intuition for sensitive entrepreneurs. So sometimes intuition can seem like a mystical concept, something elusive and hard to grasp. But let me assure you, it's something that resides within each and every one of us waiting to be awakened. And for us, sensitive entrepreneurs, intuition goes hand in hand with our unique qualities. Our heightened sensitivity allows us to perceive the world around us in a profound way. We have a remarkable ability to pick up on subtle nuances, to sense the unspoken, and to feel the energy of a room. It's as if we've got a finely tuned radar that can detect the hidden layers beneath the surface. Intuition is that deep knowing, that inner compass that guides us towards what truly aligns with our values, our passions, and our purpose. And it bypasses the noise of external influences and really taps into the core of who we really are deep down. It's that intuitive hit, that gut feeling that whispers, yes, this is the right path for you, or caution, something doesn't feel quite right. But let's not mistake intuition for mere guesswork or wishful thinking. It's not about taking blind leaps of faith. Instead, it's about developing a relationship with our intuition, a partnership, if you will, which is built on trust, practice, and self-awareness. And it's about embracing our sensitivity as the gateway to our intuitive superpower. And one way to understand intuition is to reflect on those moments when you just knew something deep in your bones, even without any logical evidence. Maybe it was when you met someone and felt an instant connection, or when you had a sudden inspiration that sparked a brilliant business idea. Those are the glimpses of our intuitive power in action. As sensitive entrepreneurs, we have the gift of attunement. We can pick up on those subtle cues, whether it's the energy of a person, the dynamics of a situation, or the unspoken needs of our clients. We have this remarkable ability to read between the lines and uncover hidden opportunities that others might overlook. By embracing our sensitivity, we step into a space of authenticity and vulnerability, allowing our intuition to guide us towards what truly resonates with our hearts. And it's about trusting that our inner guidance knows what's best for us in our businesses, even if it doesn't always align with societal norms or conventional wisdom. So I really encourage you to celebrate your sensitivity, to honor your intuition as the invaluable tool that it is. Now it's time to unlock our intuitive superpower and embrace the wisdom that lies within. To navigate the intricate dance between sensitivity and intuition and create a path that leads to success, fulfillment, and a meaningful impact in the world. So next, I want to explore the signs of intuition and discuss some practical ways to recognize and to differentiate our intuitive insights from other thoughts or emotions. So for sensitive entrepreneurs, intuition often communicates with us through subtle cues, whispers from the depths of our well-being. It's those moments when a hunch arises or a gut feeling emerges or a wave of clarity just washes over us. And these signs may come in different forms for each of us, but the key is to pay attention and listen. Now, one way to recognize the signs of intuition is by becoming attuned with our bodies. Our physical sensations can provide valuable insights and guide us toward the right path. It could be a tightness in your chest when something feels off, or that lightness and expansiveness in your heart when you're on the right track. By tuning into these bodily sensations, we can develop a deeper connection with our intuitive wisdom. Another sign to watch for is synchronicity, the meaningful coincidences that seem to align with our intentions or point us in a specific direction. It could be running into someone unexpectedly who ends up becoming a crucial collaborator or friend, or stumbling upon a book that offers the precise guidance that we've been seeking. These synchronicities are often serendipitous reminders that we're on the right path and that the universe is conspiring in our favor. Dreams and intuitive flashes are also common avenues through which intuition speaks to us. Have you ever woken up with a clear solution to a problem that's been puzzling you for days? Or perhaps you've experienced vivid dreams that felt like glimpses into a deeper truth. Paying attention to these nocturnal messages can provide valuable insights and creative inspiration. As sensitive entrepreneurs, we possess a keen sense of observation and empathy. This sensitivity allows us to pick up on subtle shifts in energy, body language, and unspoken cues from others. And these subtle signals can offer valuable information that our intuitive selves can decipher. By honing our listening skills and cultivating deep presence, we can tap into this rich source of intuitive guidance. However, it's really important to remember that recognizing the signs of intuition is a deeply personal experience. What resonates with one person might not resonate with another. Each of us has a unique relationship with our intuition, and it's really essential to honor and trust our own inner knowing. So I encourage you to embrace a sense of curiosity and openness as you navigate this landscape of your intuition. Pay attention to the signs, both subtle and bold, that arise within you. Listen to those whispers of your heart and trust the wisdom that flows through you. And as you cultivate this awareness, you'll find yourself more attuned to the guidance that will lead you towards your highest potential. So now that we've explored the signs of intuition and how to recognize them, I want to shift our focus to some practical strategies for cultivating and strengthening our intuitive abilities as sensitive entrepreneurs. So the first one is to create space for silence and stillness. So often in our fast-paced and often noisy world, it's crucial to carve out moments of silence and stillness. This allows us to quiet the external noise and connect with our inner wisdom. Whether it's through meditation or mindful walks in nature, or simply just finding a quiet corner to reflect, these moments of stillness provide fertile ground for intuition to flourish. The second one is to cultivate self-trust. So trusting your intuition requires developing a deep sense of self-trust. It's about honoring our own experiences, our insights and instinct. We have a wealth of knowledge and wisdom within us. By acknowledging and trusting our own inner guidance, we strengthen our intuition and we allow it to guide us on our entrepreneurial journey. Now, the third way is to practice active listening. To tap into our intuition, we must become skilled listeners. And this is pretty innate in HSPs anyway. And it actually goes beyond listening to external voices. It's about actively listening to our own thoughts, emotions, and sensations. By cultivating a deep presence and attuning ourselves to the present moment, we can listen to those subtle whispers of our intuition. This active listening also extends to our interactions with others, allowing us to pick up on the unspoken and to tune into the energy of those around us. Number four is journaling and reflection. Journaling is such a powerful tool, and I know we've already discussed it with Amanda Stern in a previous episode. It's such a great tool for accessing and for exploring our intuition. By putting our thoughts and feelings onto paper, we create a space for deep, deep self-reflection. It's through journaling that we can uncover patterns, we can gain insights and make connections that might not be apparent in our conscious awareness. It's a practice that really allows us to tap into the wisdom of our subconscious mind and to access that guidance of our intuition. Now, the fifth one, I love this, is to embrace playfulness and creativity. Intuition often thrives in an environment of playfulness and creativity, engaging in activities that ignite our imagination, such as art or writing or even improvisation, opens up channels for intuitive insights to flow. By inviting joy and spontaneity into our lives, we create space for our intuition to express itself freely. And number six is to seek solitude in nature. Nature has such a profound way of grounding us and connecting us to our intuitive selves. Spending time in natural surroundings allows us to reconnect with the rhythms of the earth and to tap into universal wisdom that resides there. Whether it's a walk in the forest, sitting by the ocean, or even gazing at the stars, immersing ourselves in nature nourishes our intuition and provides clarity and inspiration. And remember that cultivating intuition is a lifelong journey. It's a continuous practice of deepening our connection with ourselves and the world around us. As we embrace our sensitivity and honor our intuition, we step into our authentic power and unlock the guidance and wisdom that propels us forward on our entrepreneurial path. Now I want to talk about trusting our inner guidance in making decisions. So as sensitive entrepreneurs, we often find ourselves faced with a myriad of choices and decisions, from selecting business partners to launching new products or services. The decisions we make shape the trajectory of our entrepreneurial journey. And it's in these moments that tapping into our intuition can be a game changer. Trusting our inner guidance means embracing the idea that our intuition holds valuable insights and wisdom that can inform our decision-making process. It's about acknowledging that our intuition has access to a depth of knowledge beyond what our logical minds can comprehend. When we combine the power of intuition with analytical thinking, we create a powerful synergy that leads to informed and aligned choices. So I want to explore some strategies that's going to help with this decision making. So the first one is to reflect on past intuitive hits. So take a moment to recall instances when you followed your intuition and it led to positive outcomes. Reflect on times when your gut feeling proved to be right, even when it went against conventional wisdom. By acknowledging these past successes, you build a reservoir of evidence that bolsters your trust in your intuition. Next is to practice detaching from the outcome. So trusting our inner guidance requires detaching from the need for a specific outcome. It's about surrendering to the wisdom of the universe and embracing the notion that sometimes what we think we want may not align with our higher path. By releasing attachment to a specific outcome, we create space for our intuition to guide us towards what truly serves our growth and purpose. The next one I want to offer is to start with small decisions. So if you're new to trusting your intuition and decision making, it can be helpful to start with smaller choices. Begin by tuning into your intuitive insights when making everyday decisions, such as what to wear or which route to take if you're out driving or even walking, or even what to have for lunch. As you observe the accuracy of your nudges in these smaller matters, you'll gain the confidence in applying your intuition to more significant decisions. And then next is to cultivate mindfulness and body awareness. And I've already touched on the body part of it as well. So trusting our inner guidance requires us to be present in the moment and attuned to the signals from our bodies. Practicing mindfulness meditation and body awareness exercises helps us to cultivate a deep connection with our inner selves. It's listening to those whispers of our bodies and noticing the sensations that arise during the decision-making process that we can really discern the guidance that our intuition is providing. And then the final tip here is to seek validation from others. Sometimes we might feel uncertain about following our intuition, especially when it goes against popular opinion. In those instances, seeking validation from people that you trust who really understand and appreciate your sensitivity can be hugely beneficial. You can share your intuitive insights with a supportive friend, a mentor, or a coach who can offer an objective perspective and help affirm your trust in your inner guidance. And remember that trusting your inner guidance doesn't mean ignoring logical reasoning or dismissing critical thinking. Instead, it's about integrating our intuitive insights with analytical approaches to make well-rounded decisions. It's about tapping into the collective wisdom of our minds and hearts and marrying the rational and intuitive aspects of our well-being. By developing a deep trust in our inner guidance, we access a wellspring of creativity, innovation, and authentic expression. We step into our power as sensitive entrepreneurs, and we navigate our entrepreneurial journey with greater clarity, confidence, and fulfillment. Now, let's address the inevitable aspect of our journey, overcoming those doubts and challenges. As sensitive entrepreneurs, we may encounter moments when doubts creep in and challenges seem insurmountable. Now, these doubts can manifest as questioning the validity of our intuition, doubting our capabilities, or fearing the unknown. However, it's essential to remember that overcoming doubts and challenges is a vital part of our growth and evolution. So, how can we navigate these moments and continue on our path with resilience and determination? Let's explore some strategies. So, the first one is to embrace self-compassion. So, doubts and challenges are natural parts of our journey. It's crucial to treat ourselves with kindness and compassion. Acknowledge that it's normal to experience doubts and setbacks along the way. By practicing self-compassion, we cultivate a supportive inner dialogue that uplifts us during those challenging times. The second one is to reflect on past successes. So take a moment to reflect on the hurdles that you've already overcome in your entrepreneurial journey. Remember those times when you faced doubts or encountered obstacles and emerged stronger on the other side. Remind yourself of your past successes and the resilience you've already demonstrated. Trust in your ability to overcome those challenges once again. And the third one is to surround yourself with support. So seek out a supportive network of like-minded people who really understand and appreciate your sensitivity. Surround yourself with people who believe in your vision and encourage your growth. Having a strong support system can provide a valuable source of inspiration, guidance, and motivation during those challenging times. The fourth one is to reframe any doubts as opportunities. So instead of viewing doubts and challenges as roadblocks, reframe them as opportunities for growth and learning. See them as invitations to deepen your self-understanding, to expand your skills, and refine your intuition. By shifting your perspective, you transform obstacles into stepping stones on your path to success. And then the final one is to take aligned action. In moments of doubt, taking action aligned with our intuition can really help to dispel any uncertainty. Trust in the guidance that you've received and take deliberate steps towards your goals. By taking consistent action, even in the face of doubt, you build momentum and you create opportunities for growth and success. And remember, my fellow sensitive entrepreneurs, that doubts and challenges are not indications of failure, but they're opportunities for growth and transformation. Embrace them as stepping stones on your unique path and trust in your intuitive wisdom to guide you through the storms. Your sensitivity is your superpower, allowing you to navigate the entrepreneurial landscape with depth, with empathy, and authenticity. And that brings us to the end of this discussion on awakening intuition today. So throughout this episode, we've explored the power of embracing our uniqueness, cultivating our intuition, and trusting our inner guidance to navigate the complex world of business. We've discovered that as sensitive entrepreneurs, we possess a remarkable ability to tap into our intuition and harness its wisdom to make informed decisions, to find our voice and create extraordinary lives that align with our personal fulfillment. By understanding the signs of intuition, creating space for stillness, and practicing active listening, we can unlock the intuitive insights that guide us toward our true purpose. We went through some practical strategies for cultivating and strengthening our intuition, which included journaling and reflection, embracing playfulness and creativity, and seeking solitude in nature. These practices not only deepen our connection with our intuition, but they also nurture our personal growth and our well-being. We also discussed the importance of trusting our inner guidance in decision-making and overcoming doubts and challenges. By reflecting on past successes, surrounding ourselves with a supportive network, and reframing doubts as opportunities, we can navigate the entrepreneurial journey with resilience, self-compassion, and a growth mindset. As we conclude this episode, I encourage you to continue nurturing and honoring your intuition. Trust those whispers of your inner voice and embrace the power of your sensitivity as a guiding force in your business and your life. Just remember that you've got a unique gift to offer the world, a gift that is shaped by your sensitivity, your empathy, and a deep connection to your inner wisdom. Embrace your authenticity, trust your intuition, and let your light shine brightly as you make a meaningful impact in the business world. Thank you for joining me on this journey of awakening intuition for sensitive entrepreneurs. I hope the insights and strategies shared today will empower you to unleash the full potential of your entrepreneurial sensitive spirit. As always, if you have any questions or you'd like to share your experiences, please reach out. Until next time, keep embracing your uniqueness, cultivating your intuition, and creating a life and business that truly aligns with your purpose and fulfillment. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Sensitive CEO Show. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you think it would be useful for someone else, please leave me a review on sensitiveceo.show. Just follow the prompt in the menu. Each month, I'm offering one lucky reviewer a chance to win a one-hour business and mindset audit with me. This in-depth audit covers the five pillars of your online business, and you'll walk away with super clear action steps specifically for you and your business. You'll be re-energized and motivated to step into your greatness. You'll also find all of the show notes for each episode on the website sensitiveceo.show. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe to the short and sweet newsletter. You'll get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. And as the name implies, the email is short and sweet. The Sensitive CEO Show, igniting your sensitive superpowers.